G'day guys, and welcome back to our revamped version of the Eclectic Mix podcast, where we bring you the most pointless news we can find. Today's podcast will involve how robbers have replaced balaclavas with watermelons and how sporting teams have replaced fans with mannequins. Of course, I'm with my partner in crime, Cabman. How you been, man?
Been good. How have you been? Isolation has had its effect, but we're coming out the other side with a podcast for all of those.
Podcast.
Exactly right, with a podcast. Not only a podcast, a revamped and much beloved one, as far as I'm aware.
I haven't been up to a whole lot, as most of the listeners at this point in time will know. I've been not doing a whole lot, as I can't. Been doing online school, which I've personally enjoyed. I like being able to smash out a couple of weeks worth of school in a couple of days. I don't know about you, Cab. You seem to be going pretty insane.
I'm doing the
podcast again.
I've lost my mind. That's what exactly right. This is more therapy for me.
And hopefully it's therapy for you guys to get.
We'd love if you guys listened as well. You know, that'd be awesome. But yeah, exactly right. I'm losing my mind, but I'm sure everyone else is losing their mind. And at least we're still alive and I have a job. So
we're losing our mind together as an eclectic mix community, aren't we, Cabman?
We are exactly losing our mind together. But do you know who has lost their mind, Brock?
Robbers in the US, Cab.
Exactly right. I don't know how you knew what I was going to say. It's actually quite remarkable how you knew that. But exactly right. Robbers have decided to rob a convenience store wearing hollowed out watermelons. Now, you might wonder, how did this whole plan go? But they were caught after stealing undisclosed items because their car, because people saw them in the car. And obviously found them. And it got me thinking, what apparel or what different things could you use to rob something? Like what different vegetables or fruit could you use to rob a convenience store?
The first thought is obviously a pumpkin, hey, Cab?
Yeah, pumpkin, Halloween style, the jack-o'-lantern.
It's big enough to fit multiple craniums, Cab.
Brock, I like how you suggest that as if I have a massive head, but I don't think my head is two heads, okay?
I don't think my head's like the cat.
Yeah, like the cat that we were reading about earlier. But
Didn't quite make the cut.
Do you think Rockmelon or... No, it's probably too small, isn't it?
Probably too small. We had the idea of multiple mandarin skins sewn together to create a... Leatherface sort of do.
Leatherface. Mandarins. How many mandarins do you think it would take?
Well, my first thought was 12 to fit around the whole circumference of the face, but the circumference of the head is a whole nother story. How many do you think?
you can't put on a mask and then just hold it up against your face. It's like trying to rob a place with a sheet of paper in front of your face. It's just you hold it against your face while you're trying to rob a place.
Okay. That would actually work. That could work.
Absolutely could not.
A paper mache mask to fit the skull.
Paper mache mask. You reckon?
Yes.
You have to cut out the eye holes, just like these robbers have. They've cut out the eye holes. Although they're the only things they've cut out. So no mouth or their nose is probably... They're probably going to come out of that looking like Squidward, the nose. Or squashed. Or Voldemort, probably.
I'll read out some information about the story and then we'll move on. So the Department of... The Louisiana Police Department said the two men were wearing hollowed-out watermelons as masks, stole undisclosed items from a Sheetz grocery store at about 9:25 p.m. May 6th. Police said the suspects fled in a lifted 2006 black Toyota Tacoma. The department said Sunday that an arrest was made in the case of police Facebook posts with two of the men and an appeal to the public for the information about the melon head. Suspects were It says deleted, but I assume detected Monday after the arrest was announced. And that's probably about as good as a segue as we're going to get to our next story, Cabman. Idaho man sets new speed juggling record on a balance board.
A new juggling record. So there's a Guinness World Record. In my opinion, this is just about as like far-fetched of a Guinness book record you can find. What do you think, Brock?
Further than the woman with the largest fingernails.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was like ridiculous. Like, growing up for like 90 like
curl over years. Yeah.
Crazy exactly. Stuff. But anyway,
you wouldn't be able to function as a human.
With like how long fingernails do you reckon you can go before it becomes like just unbearable? Like, you can't, like, I don't know. Like, you can't function
properly. Well, I don't. You look up the pictures of that woman with the long fingernails and it's incredible. Like, the length of her arm.
Yeah, it's very strange. But anyway, this balance board guy. So he thought he was looking at
David Rush.
That's the man's name. He was looking at Guinness Book World Records to break, and he thought, you know what, that one's a good idea. So he decided to try to catch more than 360 balls while on a balance board, which is quite interesting. So 360, he smashed it out of the park, got 450, and then he thought, you know what? 450, not good enough. I'm going to go for 485 was what he got the next time. 485, that's more than 8 a second. It's pretty ridiculous. So, Brock, tell us about his past of juggling.
So it was a long time. It was a long time pastime for Rush, who attempted and brought back his juggling roots, so to be, as he said. He was only allowed to have one ball in the hand at a time while completing the feat. He also inquired about creating a new juggling record while standing on one leg. I heard, Caleb.
While standing on one leg. I've got a question for you. Have you ever tried juggling?
I remember trying to juggle in a Right Journey expose.
Expose. Fair enough. Like, it's incredibly difficult, I found, to juggle. I couldn't do it. A lot of other people could, but I can't do it.
Yeah. It's tough.
And I think about, in my opinion, one of the power plays, one of the things I used to try with juggling is I used to like throw it as high as I can. So give me a bit more time to do that. Whereas this guy, to get 8 a second, he's like just essentially throwing it between his hands, which would be...
Oh, yeah. He's like, you look at it here, he's thrown, what do you reckon, like 6 centimeters above his hands?
On the video? Yeah, probably not a lot. But like...
Yeah.
What, like, the thing with Guinness World Records is, do you reckon we could break a Guinness World Record if we found that one that was just so ridiculous?
I reckon that's a great opportunity to throw it out to our Eclectic Mix fans. If you guys think we can break a Guinness Book of Record, an Instagram. Oh, yeah, or you think you can break a Guinness Book of Records record, we'll bang it up on the Instagram and you guys comment and tell us what you think, whether or not we can break one or you guys think you guys can break one.
Yeah, do not I think you could break, Brock? I think
costume.
Your costume.
Oh, I was going to say my costume closet record.
Your costume closet record. That is a lot. You do have a lot of costumes. You have a very eclectic mix of costumes. But but this man in Florida decided. He was there. He thought, do you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to dress up as the Grim Reaper, and go to the beach. So that's what he did. that was how he decided to spend his day. So I got to quit. Like, could you imagine, like, getting out of bed, sitting there, and being like, I wonder what I'm going to do today. Maybe I'll I'll do some work or do anything, you know, whatever the day may hold. And he looks in his closet and he sees a Grim Reaper costume. And he thinks, bingo. So, were you big on costumes when you were younger?
Oh, absolutely, Cab. I've seen a few photos of you in your Bumblebee Transformer costume. I know you're a big costume performer man.
I wore that thing religiously. It would have been just, it would have smelled like, whew, it was not bad.
God.
Bumblebee.
Could you imagine how bad this guy would have smelled?
This guy? Oh, the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, it's nearly summer over there and he's walking around in a black Grim Reaper suit.
Oh, he's got the gloves and the sigh, is that what it's called? A sigh, isn't it? A scythe.
Yeah. Scythe, something like that.
Yeah, but the Grim Reaper, I was like, if you're going to dress up as the Grim Reaper, I think you got to like go the full Monty. Like you got to paint your face or wear a skull, don't you? To just embrace, you got to embrace the persona.
The persona of the Grim Reaper.
It's like you got to go like full Robert De Niro method acting, you know, embrace the role.
Because everybody knows you never go full retard.
It's got nothing to do. Robert Downey Jr. method acting. Fair enough.
It's just my favorite movie.
But, anyway, from Grim Reaper, dressing up as a Grim Reaper to dressing up mannequins as fans. In a sports stadium, Brock, tell us what's happening here.
So it was in Taiwan. A baseball season launches after being affected by coronavirus, as the whole world has been. They dress their fans up to mimic a fan-type atmosphere. I think it's a great idea. Something to fill the stands with. But were they making noise, Caleb?
Well, were they capturing the atmosphere, I guess, is the important thing.
Yeah. Were they what? They weren't making noises, were they?
No, they were just mannequins, like inanimate objects. But got me thinking, like eventually when sport returns and there's, you know, they're people are playing sport, whatever sport they're playing, and there's no crowd, there's no atmosphere. Is there something better? Is there a better alternative than just mannequins or dolls? What do you think, Brock?
Well, I think personally, going to the footy growing up, you love the sounds and the atmosphere, the barracking and the sledging. You love sitting next to that one drunk guy when you're 6 years old and he's absolutely sledging the Collingwood team. And you just feel the camaraderie between this six-year-old and this 40-year-old that's drunk and off his head. I feel like we're going to miss that, whether it's community or high-level sports.
Do you think like they should have like someone in the stands who's just got a microphone and they just chant out, they just yell out at people or sledge them or yell at holding the ball?
Could you imagine the silence of the stadium and then that one guy being like, you suck.
Just the absolute dead noise and then just, you suck.
Echoing throughout the stadium. Or do you reckon would there be two opposition guys? Like imagine them going at each other throughout the game.
Just two. They got to be on complete opposite sides of the arena.
Yeah, and they're like just standing there. Like staring at each other, not even watching the game.
Oh, here's an idea. How about they, you know how they have the big board? How about they get a Zoom meeting and hook it up to the big board?
How many people could you fit in Zoom?
I think the max is 500 actually.
500 people?
Yeah, 500 on the big board. And then they're all just yelling. They're just yelling at people. They're watching on their TV.
Oh, it'd just be white noise.
But do you know what the great thing is? You could still have the experience of being a six-year-old and seeing a 40-year-old drunk guy, the footy. I mean, you could still get that atmosphere.
It'd be a virtual experience. But yeah, the atmosphere would be there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it certainly would. But
speaking about atmosphere.
Ooh, where's this going, Brock?
The olive oil world championships. Aussie grown olive oil wins double gold at the world's most prestigious olive oil competition. So these guys, unbelievable effort, because I'm sure there's multiple olive oil companies. They went over to Tara Linga Estate, which is the olive oil. Oh, so the olive oil competition was in New York, and Tara Linga Estate was where the olive oil come from. It just shows, Cab, how there are competitions for literally everything. Could you imagine going over to New York, being absolutely hyped up about your olive oil?
It's like it's like when you see people like bowling. Like bowling. Bowling, you think, is a pastime, but people get real hype when people go bowling. And then
oh yeah. It's like that guy that's been resurfaced during quarantine. That guy that's absolutely goes off after he wins the world championship.
Oh, do you know what oil should do? They should sponsor bowling. Because of the oil on the
what's olive it called? Oil. You on mean the alley. Olive oil.
Olive oil, oil, same thing, different use. Know what I mean? What? Do you reckon olive oil had the same effect? Like if you just absolutely smothered the place in olive oil.
The lane,
that's the word I was looking for. I said alley, but it didn't really make sense. If you just smothered, do you reckon it'd have a similar effect, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with lane oil in the bowling atmosphere.
The different patterns.
Yeah. Oh, we did try to tap into the bowling lane oil patterns once. It didn't quite work out at the local bowling rink.
Yeah, shout out to Tenpin. Is there anything that a competition wouldn't hold? Are there many things that they wouldn't hold?
I feel like there's a competition for everything.
Like
you look at the recent Michael Jordan documentary or the Bulls documentary. He was just a competitive animal. He'd compete anything, no matter what it was. Something ridiculous.
Something ridiculous. Finger. Who could like? I know there's darts. I know people get hype as at darts. You watch like the dart world championships. There's a lot of alcohol. There is a lot of alcohol in those rooms. It's true. But like throw them, they get like
a bridge pin.
It's like 180, and everyone just goes absolutely lose their mind.
Do you know what a nine darter is, Cap?
A nine darter. What's a nine darter?
So it's dart. So each player starts at 501.
Yeah.
And obviously you get 100, obviously you get 180 for maximum score. So nine darter is nine darts to finish off your 501 score. Yeah. So the minimal darts.
So 509. So you'd have to get 68 times and then get 777. Is that what it'd be? Jeez, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, have you ever played darts? Like, if I got over 100,
and you have to end on a double.
Oh wait, yeah, exactly. Can you end on a triple?
No, you got to end on a double.
Oh, so you'd have to like intent. You couldn't even get 60 on the last one. You'd have to intentionally get something else. I mean, that's
yeah, that's I'm pretty weird. Sure. So it's 180, and then it's. I think it might be another triple 20. And it comes down to a few more.
You know your darts knowledge, don't you? You'd be good in the local pubs. Watch
definitely
out
not. I love my pool. No good at darts.
Cool, but anyway, lavender oil. So they won gold. So they've got medals.
Olive oil.
Olive oil medals. Like, I'm not sure if I'd notice the difference between two different olive oils.
No, do you cook often, Caleb?
No, never cook. Oh, I can't cook. I'm helpless. I got 58 for cooking. What was it? Muffins. I got 58 in year 8 for muffins. So that shows you how bad of a cook.
Was it?
No, it was with Mr. Walsh. Shout out to Walshy.
Walshy. Shout out to Walshy. One of my all-time favorites.
Anyway,
what do you think? I think that brings us to whatever Cap says. The full circle, eh?
I was thinking the exact same thing. I think that is don't call it a comeback. You know, today's
it's revamped.
Bruce
it's batters. Different. We had to slog it.
Trying to speak here, Brock. Okay.
Okay. That is so it's so prominent to what is our last 3 hours have been, really.
Bruised, battered, but not beaten. We're back with a vengeance. And we'll be back next week on Sunday. You can tune in as well.